Hi, girly whirlies, how are you? I always get so excited to sit down and chat to you. This morning I just started off kind of anxious, not feeling great. And when I'm not feeling great, I'm kind of like, no, I'm not gonna do anything. Why would I talk to the girly whirlies if I'm not feeling great? I want the girly whirlies to feel great. But then I realized, actually, no, this podcast makes me feel better too, because it really does feel like I'm sitting down to chat to my girls. So I'm so happy to sit down and chat to you for our eighth episode. So it's gonna be all about how to be obsessed with yourself and stop obsessing over other people. In particular, it's probably over an ex, most likely, but it could also be a crazy coworker, a ex-best friend, all this kind of stuff. Before we even dive deep into that, I've got such great messages from you girlies about lucky girl syndrome. If you listened to our last episode, we talked all about lucky girl syndrome and living like that lucky girl. And what's so funny is that same week, so last week, I was on that lucky girl vibe. I was having a great old time and my car got broken into, and I put on my story that my car had gotten broken into. And typical, like, you know it's a man because the Airapp was sitting on the front seat and they didn't steal my Dyson Airapp or my North Face coat. Like, I had bags of clothes in the back, loads of products. Like, my car is almost like another store. My car is a storage unit. Because I don't know if I've said this here, I go on and on and on to my friends about how I just need, like, I actually need a warehouse. I just have too much stuff. It's just wrong. I'm like a hoarder. And my car has now become, like, I'm sure the person got into that car and thought, oh, fuck this. Because they absolutely rammed, they went through all my stuff. The glove box, shit everywhere. Like, there was just shit everywhere, and they stole a perfume and a pair of sunglasses, and not like it, not even like a branded pair of sunglasses, but they were a nice pair, but not like a really expensive pair or anything. And the perfume was Juliet Has a Gun, which is a lovely perfume, but it was kind of just my car perfume. So, you know, we don't it, perfume and sunnies that it we got off easy. I'm just glad no damage was done to the car. They somehow got into the car. Maybe, you know what, I'm in denial, but maybe I left it open. But then I told Sam and all his family, I was like, no, my car locks automatically. And they all looked at me like, there's no way. So I don't know. But anyway, this, so with that being put on my story, and I was like, oh my God, hilarious. Like, they didn't steal the Airapp. All the replies from you girlies were lucky girl syndrome, lucky girl syndrome. And the other hilarious reply was typical man. Like, definitely a man, because a woman would never miss out on the Dyson Airapp. So it was definitely a man who hadn't a clue what it is, which is very funny. But yeah, so that was my, that's your way of turning your things around. It's like, you just, I had to laugh. Like, and I would love CCTV, because I would just love to see it happening. But you have to go to the police to get CCTV, and there's like, there's no point in going to the police, because there's no damage to report. A pair of sunnies and a perfume, like, there was no broken window. So I got off very lucky. So lucky girl syndrome, my car got like broken into, but we're still lucky. We're still thriving. Everything's fine. And then I had my trip to Edinburgh with my bestie, which was so fun. Girlies, you have to go to Edinburgh, whether it's with your bae or like a girly weekend. I think it would be so fun for a girly weekend. It was just a ball. And yeah, so lucky girl syndrome is still there and still active, even though I'll always be honest, I woke up feeling really down in the dumps, probably because we were drinking in Edinburgh. And like I said in the last episode, my alcohol-induced anxiety is just kind of hit, it's kind of hit another level. It's only in the last few months. I've just noticed it's gotten really bad. So I told myself this month I would just have like one heavy night of drinking. So dry January, no, we'll call it damp. So after this, I'm back on the trying to be good, because, you know, want to live a little, like, want to have fun with my bestie, but then there's also don't want to be anxious every week after drinking. You know, you get the vibes. So girlies, today's topic, it is kind of inspired by the phrase, and I love this phrase, they're living in your head rent free. You are the landlord, time to evict. You're letting these people live in your head rent free. And like I said, it could be anyone. For me, it was like an ex. And as soon as I finally stopped obsessing over them and what I couldn't control, like, when you're obsessing over someone else, you are literally trying to control something you cannot control instead of looking after what you can control, which is your own behaviors, your own thoughts, your own actions, your own reactions, your own self-love and self-worth. Whereas I was obsessed with someone else's behaviors and wanting to change their behaviors, which it literally, that's not how life works. It was out of my control. And once I finally realized to stop obsessing over someone else and start obsessing with me, I had my glow up. Like, that's kind of where a glow up comes from. And that's a good way to kind of maybe start up your glow up. Maybe you're just feeling, I need a little revamp, a little rebrand. I'm a big advocate for a rebranding, love a rebranding. I sometimes just sit myself down every few months and be like, okay, a little rebrand. What am I going to do? What are we changing? It's usually internally. Like, I'm just like, okay, what's our next little campaign of our lives? Like, what do we want to focus on? So for you, if you just want a bit of a 2023 glow up, I think it can start with learning how to evict people from your mind and stop obsessing over them and just obsess over you. For me, it was a lot to do with catching when I was obsessing over that person, change it immediately and do something for me. And it could be physically or mentally. So go to the gym, go for a walk, go get a coffee, get your hair done, get your nails done, read a book. Like, it's all kind of different things, and you start to create these little cues and habits of how to turn it back to you. You've probably spent enough of your time obsessing over this person, or probably maybe you're in a relationship with this person, or you deal with this person on a day-to-day basis, and they already consume or did consume so much of your time and energy that why are you still letting that go on? Like, that it's time for the energy and time you've put into them to be put in to you. And this is really relevant just to, like, it's all different aspects. So, like, usually it's an ex. Usually it's the heartbreak. Heartbreak is so consuming, and that other human being consumes your thoughts. You're reading over the texts. You're thinking, you're reading into every single thing this person has said, what they did, the dates you went on, the holidays you might have done. Was he this? Was he that? Was it all a lie? And you go into these conspiracies. And I realized I was obsessed with heartbreak. I was obsessed with I was addicted to heartbreak. I was addicted to heartbreak. I can see that now when I look back. I was addicted to the heartbreak. I was addicted to the pain of it. Can't explain why, but I was just obsessed and addicted. And because I was addicted to the heartbreak, I would obsess over the past, which is like being depressed over the past, or being obsessed with the past is a state of depression. Obsessed with the future is a state of anxiety. So, and I think most people in heartbreak, you are feeling that depression, depressed thoughts, because it's all you're doing is thinking of the past. It's not the present, it's not the future. All you're thinking about is the past. And it's a really dark rabbit hole. You absolutely spiral. I would spiral all the time. And you also come up with all these conspiracies. I had all these conspiracies of whether it was present saying, like, thinking, okay, well, he has a new girlfriend, he's totally over me, never loved me in the first place, all this kind of shit. And also the conspiracies of, okay, when he told me this, it was all a lie. And when he did this, he was all a lie. Maybe he wasn't even in that country. Maybe he wasn't even that, like, you just conspire. Your brain just goes to all these crazy corners. And it's really hard to pull yourself back out of it. I was actually listening to Jay Shetty's podcast with Mel Robbins. I highly recommend it. And I loved this. She was explaining that it was like a campaign of misery. Like, instead of focusing on the positive or the good, she was focusing on the loss or the lack or the negative side. And it's a campaign of misery. And that was me, like, in heartbreak. It was my campaign of misery. I was obsessed with the misery and I just couldn't pull myself out of it. Obviously, heartbreak is a very hard thing to pull yourself out of and to get over, and it can take a long time. It took me a long fucking time. But it's more so for me, heartbreak is one thing, but it was like the campaign of misery for me. Like, it was just this obsession with the misery. I was addicted to feeling sad, almost. I was addicted to feeling like shit. I was addicted to doubting myself. I was addicted to the heartbreak. And I've also had other periods in my life where it wasn't an ex. It was just a person in my life absolutely consuming me. And they lived rent-free in my head. I probably talked about them all the time. Like, they were all I could talk and think about, because in my eyes, they were making my life hell. Like, say it was a job or whatever it was. I've had so many jobs where there's just one. I just think that comes with the work life, is someone's always there to ruin your day. And some people make it their job. And that just is one thing for me that I will just never forget, is just certain jobs. There was always that one person that always fucking ruined my day. And ruin my week and ruin my month. And I let them consume me. And I think a huge problem for me was because I could never communicate anything. So I would let it consume me. Whereas if I was just braver and could have just said how I was feeling, it probably wouldn't have lived in my head rent free at all, because I just would have got it out of my head and said it to their face, like, you're pissing me off, you're being horrible. But I let myself be walked all over, especially in jobs. I was walked all over, and then it would come to, like, who was telling me, my friend was telling me they had like a end of year review, and they're like, it took like a end of year review in their job, and their meeting was like 5 minutes, and then everyone else's was like 30 minutes to an hour, because we, like, me and my girls, we blame our school, well, I do anyway, that we just sit and say, yeah, no, perfect, everything's perfect, oh my god, no, everything's absolutely fine. But everyone else has probably heard me ranting and raving about how I fucking hate the place, and I'm like, can't stand my job. Then you're put face to face to whoever's above you, and they're like, so, anything you change? You're like, no, everything's perfect, everything's fine. That was a big problem for me, was I just couldn't communicate anything, which I don't like that about me at all, because I think to people who can communicate and can say how it is, they probably see people who can't communicate as kind of snaky, because it is kind of fake, because I feel bad saying that about myself, but because I wasn't being fake, but like, it can definitely come across that way, because everyone else, I'm probably like, fuck this job, and then I'm asked, and I'm like, no, it's fine, it's perfect, you know, that kind of way. So that was one thing for me that I realized in hindsight, that the main reason it was probably consuming me so much is because I wasn't just communicating to the problem, I was going to everyone else about the problem, whereas if someone had a problem with me, I'm like, come to me about the problem, don't talk to everyone else about the problem, talk to me about the problem. So I'm a culprit of doing that, just mainly in the workspace. I was just terrified of everyone. I don't know, I actually do blame school, because in school it was like you couldn't just stand up for yourself, you couldn't speak up for yourself, you were just shot down or like put in fucking detention or whatever just for speaking your mind. So when I reflect on it, it's so much a me problem. Like, it's totally a them problem that they were just horrible people making other people's days as horrible as theirs. But it's a me problem because I let it in so much. Like, I let them consume me. And for what? Like, for what? Like, it was just not, it was doing me no good. It was doing me no favors. And at the end of the day, yeah, it was a me problem because I let them win. But that, of course, is, you know, how is anyone meant to ignore a bully or like someone who just makes you feel like shit? It's so hard, and it's so hard to not let someone live in your head rent free. But maybe if I was just more aware of that, it would have helped me, and it would have saved me a bit more, and it wouldn't have let me get so riled up. Like, I would just end up so riled up by these people, and all I should have done is just not let them in. But that is so much easier said than done, and I think I'm being unfair on myself to say, like, I was going through it, I was, you know, I was allowed to, you know, feel my feelings, and of course they were going to get into my head. But it's just something in reflection when I look back on it, and I think since then I don't take things as deep anymore. I have really lost a sense of, I have lost a sense of, in a good way, of people caring. And I've talked about this before, is of course it's important to care what people think, but I have definitely, and I think it's just with age, I think it's just because in those jobs I was like 19 to 24, so I was young, like, I was, you know, naive, young, couldn't stand my ground, couldn't stand up for myself, still working on that. But I think with age you start to care a little bit less, and I'm able to recognize, like, if someone's treating me like shit, like, it's a you problem, I'm not letting that in anymore. But I used to let it in a lot, and of course you're gonna let it in if you're seeing these people on a daily basis or whatever the scenario is. And that, it's one of the worst things in life, is having to put up with someone like that, having to put up with a bully. And I think my message to you is just separate where you can. You might have to fucking leave a job because of it. Separate where you can, which you shouldn't. You shouldn't have to do that. But my thing is just separate where you can, and like, remove your energy from the situation, that it just doesn't let you get riled up anymore. Like, they do not phase you anymore. It's the unfazed, unbothered era, and it's really hard to do. It takes a lot of energy to not spend energy on them. It's kind of like, I couldn't be arsed hating someone because it takes up too much of my energy to put energy into hating someone. So it's almost just putting the energy in, and it'll take a lot of the start, is putting the energy into not putting the energy in, and you'll slowly just, there's no energy spent on them anymore. Like, you're just removed, your distance. It's like disassociating. It's like just taking a step back that no matter what they do, it just cannot faze you anymore. They cannot hurt you anymore. Again, so much easier said than done, but it's just a mental thing. And it's firstly being aware of it and knowing you're going to distance yourself. And then the act of like, I'm not going to get bothered. I'm not going to get fazed. It's a them problem. It's a them problem. And it's not that deep. That's kind of how I get through things is it's a them problem. It's not that deep. This is not like I'm the landlord evicted. This is not getting into my headspace. You're passing through like a little cloud. I'm allowed to feel my feelings. I'm going to get angry for a minute and then it's gone. I'm not going to let you ruin my day. I'm not going to let you get up all in my mind. So if you're obsessed with an ex or you're just, maybe you're obsessed with hating someone or someone just lives in your head rent free, you most likely stalk them on social media. And I think that's why it takes people so long to move on from things is because now we have access to their social media. Back in the day, you could have a long-term relationship and you break up and you never see them again. You never hear from them again. You have no idea what they're up to. Nowadays, we all know everybody's business. We all are like, we wake up and are already obsessed with someone else's life because it's right there on our phone. Instead of being obsessed with ourselves and our lives, we're watching everyone else's lives. We are comparing our lives and we're trying to compare and make ours look better or feel better or whatever it is. It's all this social media performance shit. And a lot of it is performative. It's I'm doing amazing. I'm living my best life. A lot of us do the post breakup, I'm all over social media. And you know what? Do it. If that's what you need to do, fucking do it. Whatever way you're going to heal, do it. I just saw a TikTok that was, wait, I have two TikToks to tell you about. This is me and my friends just speak to each other in TikTok. Me and Sam come home to each other and we're like, I have a TikTok to show you. So I have two TikToks that I want to tell you about that I've just seen and I was like, this is so perfect for our episode. One is, she was saying that apparently she's like, okay, so I've just been broken up with and apparently I have 2 months to go wild. Like, this is just the regime. I have 2 months to go absolutely feral. I'm just gonna do it. And she was like, beware, like it's gonna be wild. And all the comments were like, 2 months, I give myself a year. So whatever. So if you're just going through a breakup and you need to get that person out of your head, go wild for whatever amount of time you need and just go have your fun, go do you, go be selfish. The other TikTok I saw that gave me such a laugh was like, most people block their exes or they get over them by getting with someone new or like they just go on a cleanse. And her way or her dealing with getting over an ex was paying a witch $70 to banish him from her life. I'm obsessed. I kind of love that. So maybe like in theory, I don't want you to pay anyone to banish someone from your life. Maybe just in your brain, you just see that as he's banished, he's evicted. We don't need a witch to banish anyone. Like, he's just evicted. They are evicted. Whoever the ex is, they are evicted from your life. So a huge way to stop obsessing over someone else is it's the social media. Stop checking their page. Again, so much easier said than done, but what good is it doing you? What good is it doing you? Does anyone feel better after stalking their ex? Absolutely fucking not. Does anyone feel better after stalking someone they cannot stand? No. Why? Like, why we do it to ourselves? I don't know. It's like sadistic. Like, it's just, we do it to ourselves because I don't know what it is. What do we want? What are we doing? Like, are we wanting to see them do badly, or we're judging them? We're judging their new life and we're saying, oh, they look miserable. But you have not made yourself feel any better. But like, you've not done anything for you in that process. Obsessing over their social media page. And like, a lot of, I know you do it on automatic. You wake up and like all of a sudden you're typing in their username and you're like, how the fuck did I end up here? I wasn't meant to do that today. I told myself I wasn't doing that in 2023 and here I am, before I've even had my morning coffee or my morning water, I'm checking that person's social media. That is toxic. That is so bad for you. Like, it's so toxic for you. It is insane. It's so unnecessary. And that's one thing. Like, it's like a habit that we need to stop. Like, the new habit needs to be not checking. That's the new habit, because the checking is doing no one any good. It is not good for you. You don't need to see it. You think you can handle seeing it. You can't. You don't need to see it. It's going to ruin your day. It's going to live in your head rent-free for the whole entire day, the week, the month, because you've just seen that he's on vacation with a vacation? That was such an American word for me to say. He's on his Olipops with a new girlie or whatever, a new bae. You didn't need to see that. You did not need to know that. Your life would have been so much, your day would have been so much better without having that information, because you're going to obsess over that now. Like, that's your new obsession. The new obsession is what he's up to, what they're doing, where they've been, who they're with, who they're following. Oh my God, girlies. We get obsessed, and I'm not judging anyone for it because I've been there. I know it. But I think the best thing you can do is just crack out of that and start being obsessed with you. Like, make sure you're putting the time and effort into you. And you're posting on your social media. You're living your life. Maybe you're not posting on social media. Maybe that's the way you cope, is you just go ghost. And I love the TikToks of, like, go ghost for 6 months and no one's going to know who came back. Like, love it. Like, no one's going to recognize me in 6 months. If that's you, do you. If posting on social media does make you feel better and doesn't induce anxiety, love that for you too. Do what makes you feel good, and it's for nobody else. That's another thing. If you're like obsessed with them, don't be posting for them. Don't be checking to see if they watched your story. Again, I know we all do it, but the new mindset is like, okay, it doesn't matter if they watched my story. I'm not gaining anything from this. Me posting this post is for me. It's not for them. It's not for them to see it. It's not for me to see if they've seen it. It's for me because I look cute and I like my outfit today, so I'm going to post about it. I'm going to post a cute photo with my mum because I love my mum. Like, all this kind of stuff. It doesn't have to be for anybody else, and it shouldn't be for anybody else. So while you're obsessing what this person does with their life, you need to be focusing, like, what are you doing? Like, what if you're so obsessed with their life, you haven't even focused on your life? I remember I missed so much college. Like, I went into the depths of self-hatred, and thank God that brought me to my height of self-love and my, you know, my little peak. But at first, I was missing so much college. I was probably being a bitch at work. I was probably being a shitty friend. I was definitely being a painful daughter and a painful sister. And it was all because I was putting energy into someone that wasn't even in my life anymore. And didn't want to be in my life anymore. Didn't care to be in my life anymore. And I was ruining my own life. I was almost ruining my own life because I was obsessed with someone else's life. And they didn't even want to be, they weren't even in my life, but they were there in my head, rent free, letting me ruin my own life. And thank God I came out of that rock bottom. That was rock bottom. Like, I was, and that's what you're doing. You're kind of, you're making a cozy home in your rock bottom of being obsessed with them and not putting love and effort into you. So you have to start catching yourself, seeing your, like, spiral of going down the rabbit hole of stalking them or conspiring, like, thinking they're this, they're that, whatever. You have to then, you're allowed to feel the feelings, but for a minute, for 5 minutes, okay? After 5 minutes, you gotta come back out of it. You gotta come back out of it. Like, you are allowed to be in your feels and cry in bed, but you also gotta come back out of it and just do things for you. Go on your hot girl walk, make plans in life, like what you wanna do in 5 years, what are you gonna do in a year, what are you gonna do next month, where are you gonna go on holidays, what new friends do you want in your life, who do you wanna attract in your life, who are you gonna get rid of, what toxins are we cutting out? You gotta start focusing on you. It might be journaling, it might be a podcast, it might be reading a book. I have 2 fabulous books at the minute, very much like New Year, New Me books. Sorry, I've had to double check the names because I didn't want to get it wrong. Because I'm always like, oh, the guy is this, and then don't even know the right name for you. So, The Daily Stoic is a fabulous book for, it's like, it's not a daily affirmation. It's just like a daily note to self of self-improvement. And it's fabulous. So you just pick it up every morning or every night and read your one page. It has the dates on it, and that's absolutely lovely. And I also picked up A Year to Change Your Mind, because the chapters are January, February, March, April, which I've already finished the January chapter, and I don't know, should I wait to February? Like, should I stick to it by the months, or should I just read ahead anyway? I think I want them to be my day and month books, and then I need to, oh, I actually am going to start reading Atomic Habits. I have that book here somewhere. I can't find, I think I can see it. I have Atomic Habits. My friend bought it for me, actually, and I started it and never just stuck to it. And I need to get back into that because everyone's raving about it. And it is a fabulous book. It's great for just like your daily habits. Like, one I've recently learned is to wake up in the morning. Wake up and don't roll back over. Don't roll back over. I know that's impossible. I actually really want to get a sunrise lamp, the Hatch alarm or one of those alarms. But don't roll back over and like neck a glass of water. And then just by necking your glass of water and then turn the light on. And you've, you know, there's no point in going back to sleep then. So it's kind of like these daily little atomic habits. So I'm going to start reading that as well. But these are the little self-help things you can do for yourself, that when you find yourself obsessing, or you're about to stalk someone, you're about whatever, grab your book or grab your cup of tea, like whatever it is, just create these little atomic habits of how you're gonna get over this person, almost like how you're going to evict this person. Eviction takes longer than it sounds. It sounds really easy to just boom, kick someone out of your brain, but no, it's going to take a long time because you've actually developed these habits of obsessing over them and being addicted to it and stalking them, checking them, whatever, that you have to unlearn these things. And to me, unlearning is like starting a new habit, because it takes time, it takes whatever amount of days, and that's how you got to do it, is see these new methods as little habits. So when you see the habit of stalking them on social media, no, you have a new habit now that when you start doing that, you're going to go on your walk, or you're going to read your book, or you're going to journal, you're going to do your hair, you're going to put your makeup on, whatever it is, you just create these little automatic habits and they just start to work and they start to happen then on the daily. And that's how your self-care happens. Maybe you're really bad at doing your skincare, maybe you're really bad for not taking your makeup off, so then you like start this habit by, okay, next time I think of him, I'm doing my skincare, I'm putting on a face mask, I'm putting on a hair mask, this kind of stuff. These are little habits to just get you through it, to day by day, step by step, move on from them and evict them from your brain and your life. Banish them from your life. Giving witchcraft, but you don't have to pay $70 for it. So girlies, I hope you start 2023. I know we're like 3 weeks in, but you know what I mean. I hope you just begin this year being obsessed with yourself. It's time for you to just put that time and love and effort into you. You've spent it on too many other toxic people. The toxic people can go, they can be evicted, banished from life, and you just focus on you and put all your efforts and love into you and create your daily habits that serve you. And it's for nobody else, it's for you, and it's going to get you to move on from these people and move on from that baggage. Baggage. We have no baggage, no luggage, no overhead luggage storage space over here. We are baggage free, no baggage claim. So girlies, I'm going to leave you there. I love you so much. I'll see you next week. I really hope you enjoyed, and I appreciate you, and thank you so much for listening as always, and I appreciate your gorgeous messages, and I just adore you, and I'll see you next week. Mwah. Have the best week ever. Love you. Bye.